This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday demanded an overhaul of Israeli military conduct in the occupied West Bank as he decried the fatal shooting of an American protester against settlement expansion, which Israel said was accidental. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
26-year-old Aishanur Ezgi Egi, who is Turkish-American, was shot dead last Friday at a protest march in Beita, where Palestinians have been repeatedly attacked by far-right Jewish settlers. It voiced regret and said a criminal probe was ongoing.
In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Those were Blinken's strongest comments yet in criticizing Israel's security forces.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The Israeli army released a video on Tuesday showing what is said to be the tunnel in which six hostages whose bodies were recovered were staying and killed there.
The tunnel shaft was in a children room in a house. Those are the walls of this children room with Snow White and Mickey Mouse on the wall.
Reuters correspondent Jillian, or rather, the six hostages were killed on the night of August 29th. Agari said their bodies were found and retrieved by Israeli soldiers in the southern Gaza area of Rafah around 2 days later. The U.S. and Britain formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine and will take measures to punish those involved. The announcement coming from Blinken's trip to London on Tuesday.